Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to the
Welcome back. Okay.
So if y'all hadn't noticed already, this is a little bit different crew than what we're used to.
Yeah, we're down to a skeleton crew,
We are
boys.
Down to a skeleton
Where
crew.
Did they go anyway? They must be together wherever they're at.
And look, they've got the World Series baseball going on somewhere around this city. West Monroe, wherever's that?
Yeah, I seen them at the church building yesterday.
Okay, well, hey. About 40 of them showed up at my house.
John gave them your address.
Well, look. About 20 come in the first time, y'all, and then I was sitting there talking to them, y'all, entertaining them. And about every 5 minutes, here come another crew, and I said, what did y'all do, bus in here? I said, good grief, the house is getting full. We're going to run out of room.
Good thing you've been vaccinated. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, in Martin's place today, we have Miss Paula Godwin.
Way prettier than Martin.
Godwin's woman is here, boys.
So I'm personally excited about this.
Oh, I am too. Welcome, darling. You make the room shine a little bit better, okay?
Yeah. I'm feeling at home.
All right, yeah, okay.
Did you pay him?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, look, she does make the room.
I guarantee you.
Her smile lights the room up, okay? And hey, look, I'm tired of looking at all you old bearded fellas, okay? You know, now we got a fine little woman here, so hey, good deal.
Yeah. Good grief.
Nice. I rang a bell on that, boys.
Nice change of pace, huh, Si?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good grief.
So, instead of looking at the big head, I'm looking at a good-looking woman.
We are out of our element without at least one of them.
That's right.
Those two boys have what I like to call the gift of gab. If you've ever watched that movie, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
They talk about that old fella having the gift of gab. Yeah. And for those of you who are wondering what the gift of gab is, that's the ability to shoot off at the mouth.
In a moment's notice.
In a moment's notice with an unlimited amount of time.
That's right. And he don't run out of vocabulary.
$5 for talking in that can.
That's right. That's
I call Martin Sir Talks-a-Lot.
Oh, Sir Talks-a-Lot.
Oh, he does it.
Well, there's a good one, boy.
But both of them are really good at it. I mean, when you're doing something like this, you need somebody like that. So I'm going to be out of my element. I've been told I'm taking over that role today. Okay. So, I got a few haters out there.
Where's your computer?
Huh? I don't have a computer.
No.
I don't have a computer.
Well,
so.
How you going?
We're going to kind of be in the...
I don't know.
Yeah, since JD's gone, we're going to kind of be in the dark now.
I don't have a computer. Yeah. I don't do social media. I don't do any of that. So I'm anti...
He's out.
Well, I was just saying...
He's anti-social, but he's going to talk a lot.
Yeah, but hey, look, you ain't missing nothing when you get talking about social media.
Yeah.
Okay? No, because... Hey.
You got one.
Hey.
Hey, Si,
your social media has about 5 million followers. Oh. So yeah.
Okay.
Then
there is some good is some good social media out there.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yours.
Yeah, because I was down on social media.
Yeah. Well, you're out now.
Okay. So I got some. So it's okay.
All right. I
understand now.
What did you do this weekend, Si?
Well, me and Jay Stone, we headed west. They always tell you, go west, young man.
That's
go
right.
west. Follow your dreams. Well, we wasn't following our dreams. Okay. We had been invited to go to Lake Forks.
Ooh.
Okay. Or Lake Fork.
Lake Fork.
Well, whatever.
Either one.
I don't know why they want to just say Fork Lake.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of Lake Fork. I don't like it. But anyway, we went bass fishing there, and hey, you know, it's a garho. No, I'm joking.
Now we know
we fished, good. Okay, and I think, what, you got a bump?
Yeah.
One bite?
I
never did get a bite.
So I never got a bite.
Okay, I fished, you know, but hey. Then we went the next morning early, right at daylight.
Yeah.
At Spoon Lake, okay.
That's it. Lake Lake Spoon.
Lake Spoon. They do it backwards. But anyway, Lake Spoon, and then we called about, Miss Dawn called about 12, okay? And we had about five in there that went from anywhere from 3.5 to Stone had one that close to 5.
Yeah, okay, it was good.
So it was a good one.
So the Spoon won out over the 4.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd have went to Lake Knife, you would have tore them up.
Well, I don't know where Lake Knife is.
that's not all we did, Si. Yeah. We went.
We went to Architex, I think is the name of the store.
Yeah, well, that's old Evil Eyes Gun Store.
We went to the store to get our optics put on our new 308 A10.
Oh, yeah. Fine shooting red.
Yeah, okay.
Fine shooting
and
red.
I tuned it in. You know, we showed and filmed it, okay, to help the people out there that you need to go to a gunsmith when you buy a new rifle and scope, have them mount it correctly.
Unless you know what you're doing.
And side it in.
Yeah, and then go side it.
And shoot it for you.
Yeah. And then go side it in for you.
Yeah. So we have a deal on our YouTube called Tune Up Tuesdays. So we filmed a little how-to video where Uncle Si learned how to mount his optic and bore sight it and sight it in.
Because, look, I just used to buy a scope. You know, I bought it, put the rings on it, told me, okay, yeah, I think the vertical is vertical and the horizontal is horizontal, you know, and then...
That's close enough.
Close enough. Yeah.
You always eat good, didn't you?
Well, but anyway, there was a lot of fun watching. I didn't know it was that complicated. Okay, I mean, hey, look, when they put the rifle in a vise...
And got out the levels.
Okay, got out the levels. Okay, one on each, the barrel and on the back. Okay, you know, got the rings on it, put the rings on it, then put the scope on the rings, you know, start tightening it down. And they had these level, okay, both of them. And they had, you know, then they took in and had this new technology.
They had a laser.
Yeah, a laser. Okay. They had a laser.
I got you one last year, baby.
Yeah. They stuck that in the end of the barrel, okay, and it's got a red dot on the wall back there.
Boresighted.
Boresighted it, okay. Then we went out, put the targets up at 25, shot them, okay, had a good, you know, three group, you know, tight groups, okay. Yeah. And then we went to 100, you know, and then you resighted in. Sighted at 25 with a good shot group. Then you go to 100 yard. And sight it in again.
Dial it in. Turn to zero.
Yeah. That's right. Where you can actually, you know, if there's a bug on the back of a deer's back, just shoot the bug off and let the deer go.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
Them bugs ain't too filling.
I got a buddy over there who makes rifles. He's a veteran. And he made Si an AR-10.
308.
And a 308.
Caliber.
And it was a fine shooting weapon. Mm. But he dialed it in for size somewhere around Dallas. TX Precision, I think, is the name of his weapon.
Oh, there it is right there.
Well, he talked him into wearing the T-shirt. But anyway, he sucked size.
It's a comfortable T-shirt.
So Uncle Si started popping off. You wore that T-shirt yesterday, too, I think.
Nope. That was another one. I got two of them. Okay.
He's got two of them. He got seven. One for every day of the week.
Hey, but anyway, the reason I said that, because one day talked about it before and said, hey, I wore fishing pants for like 7 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's done it. Well,
not 7 days, 7 weeks.
We're big proponents of veteran-owned businesses. So,
yeah.
You know, I try to buy things that are veteran-owned as much as I possibly can because, you know, we don't thank our veterans enough.
Yeah. And not only that, they make good weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right.
Okay. They're sort of experts
on
guns.
Yeah. Paula got a weapon last year, her first gun. That was hers.
Okay, yeah.
What caliber was it?
You answer it.
6.5.
6.5
Creedmoor. That's what bullfrog shoots.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good shooting. I had hunted, but I've never gun hunted. I bow hunted. And so it was my first time to gun hunt.
She got her.
Yeah, she done it the hard way.
Oh, most people do.
Sticking string.
Most people do it the opposite. Yeah. They go gun hunting, then bow hunting.
I'm way more comfortable with a bow.
Oh, really?
Really. But my confidence, well, sighting it in and doing that where I knew exactly that I was on shooting at what I was aiming for helped my confidence. And then, I mean, I got a big one. Oh, I did first time I shot it.
Well, I tell you what, let's talk about that right after this break.
Okay.
All right, welcome back. We were just getting into Miss Paula's deer hunting adventure. So, Paula, you killed, I saw a picture of it. It is a real nice 8-point, one of the prettiest 8-points I've ever seen. He had huge brow tines. And so what was his name?
Bobby Browse.
You know, Jeff, he comes up with the best names for his deer.
I know it.
I can't think of names that good. Now, if you're a deer and you got a name, you are on the list.
Yes. Yep.
Unless you're a prospect. Now, we're
you made a hit parade, in other words.
That's it. Well, he had been on the list a couple years, and he just wasn't ever at the right place at the right time for anybody to get him.
Well, with the bow. Yeah, you got to.
I was bow hunting for him the year before and trying to where he was at. And that morning, I was gun hunting, and then I was like, well, I'm just going to shoot a doe. Because this is my first time gun hunting, so, you know, I'm not comfortable. I'm way more comfortable with a bow than I am a gun. And I said, I'd just soon shoot a doe. Let's just shoot a doe. And so Jeff said, let's go. And we went 3 miles in a different direction, north, to a different place where there's a lot of does. And about 400 yards, I mean, he comes, his head slinging. I mean, it's like, you know how you, but I think he's never going to get where I can shoot him, you know, and here, I mean, he passed a lot of does. He come all the way up. There was a 6-point down there where the doe was. I was fixing a kill, and I think he come over there to get him
out of there.
Yeah. It was about 125 yards, something like that.
140,
yeah, that's what I said. And he got down there, and I mean, just it was like picture perfect. And you know how it is. I'm nervous. I got John in the stand, Jeff Smith, and his son.
Oh, Lane.
Oh my word!
So you got a whole audience.
They're like, you got a shoot, you got a shot. Hey, don't take it if you ain't got the shot. You sure? And I would put up, and so finally, at one time, I just backed up away from it and said, y'all kill it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like high pressure, you know. And Lane said, he said, he looked at me real calm. You know, he's been hunting his whole life. And he looked at me, he said, Miss Paula, you feel confident? I said, I do. I mean, I had a good shot.
Yeah.
And he said, take a deep breath and take it.
That's right.
These crazy people back here. And he was the sound calm
when
voice
the
in the storm.
Your 12-year-old was the voice of reason.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
I did. I mean, it was perfect. It was perfect.
That's awesome.
Well, I tell you what, there, you know, it's trending. A lot of women are starting to hunt these days. And, you know, the COVID, I think, had a lot to do with it. People want to do more things in the outdoors, which is awesome.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I have 3 daughters. My oldest one didn't really care for it, but my middle one, you know, she loves it. Her favorite thing to do is go hunting with Uncle Si.
Yeah.
That's what she loves to do, and go fishing. And I tell them all the time, Bullfrog, she's a cross between my wife and Uncle Si.
She's in trouble.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's a piece of work, but she loves hunting. And, it, you know, anytime I see little girls or kids in the outdoors, it just does my heart good.
Well, that is a good thing because there's so many benefits to that. Okay, number one, if they're out in the woods or on a lake hunting or fishing, they're not going to get into trouble.
Yeah, they're not. They don't have this thing in their hand.
No. Yeah.
Their face glued.
Yeah, and not only that, then when they're doing it with their uncle, okay, because she makes my deer season. Okay, she really does. I had got to the point that I really wouldn't even care about going. Okay, until Stone said, "Hey, come on, let's go. Let me and you and BK go deer hunting."
Yeah.
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 Because my stand is like a big hotel.
Yeah.
So we can sit there and be comfortable and then watch her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't even start hunting until I was 50. Yeah. I had shot bow competitions since Johanna was 6 or 7. John and I shot 3D mm-hmm. target bow competitions. But when I turned 50, I was like, I want to go hunting.
And yeah, he enough was like, target, enough target.
Yeah, I said, I'm ready to go kill a deer. And he said, what?
Yeah.
I said, okay. Yeah, let's go.
Well, that's good. Well, with the prices of beef these days, you know, we've got to load up on some venison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, hey, like you're talking about this year, we're going to have to kill a lot of does. Oh, yeah. So, hey, everybody will have plenty of, you know, venison.
All hands on deck.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
excited.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to hunting season. It'll be here before you know it. You know.
We've been shooting already. We've been shooting our bows, getting ready.
Well, hey, here's a question. How did you and your man there meet?
Oh, boy. Well, he dated my roommate, Paula. There was three of us that lived together in college.
So you're
Paula, and Joanne. I was short Paula. She was tall Paula and Joanne.
Okay, so you're messing around with two Paulas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, that's tricky, but try writing a letter to them.
Yeah.
They went out and, a couple of times and didn't hit it off. And she asked me, we had a deal, you know, like you don't date other guys that one's dated, you know, you're a roommate. So we had a deal that you had to talk to the other one. You just couldn't go date somebody else's ex or anything like that.
But I was such a fine figure of a man.
Yeah. What do you say? What do you call it? FFOM?
FFOAM.
FFOAM.
Yeah. That's what Anna and Alex, your wife and her sister used to call him, FFOAM, a fine figure of a man.
Fine figure of a man. Okay.
That's from Johnny Bravo, that cartoon.
Johnny Bravo, boys.
Yeah. So, anyway, he asked me out, and I said, well, I got to ask her first, and I did. And we went out, and our first date was squirrel hunting. Our honeymoon was him fishing in a bass tournament. So, if I didn't know what I was in for, it was my own fault.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Didn't y'all go to the Darbone Hotel?
Yeah, the Lake Lodge.
It was brand new then.
On our honeymoon.
Oh, it was a fine establishment.
Darbone Lake's a lake about 20 minutes down the road, if y'all was wondering.
Yeah.
It is a pretty lake, though.
He fished a bass tournament the next day, won a check.
Oh, you got a check?
Yeah.
$600. Yeah.
Like, that's a lot back in them days.
Yeah.
That's us. 34 years later.
Well, no. Because that's the reason I ask you. It's so cool to me how God has a person for another person.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, and I really believe that with all my heart. That the people that are dating now, I don't think I'm ever going to, you know, find the right one. Oh, trust me when I tell you, God's got one already picked out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All you got to do is be, you know, smart enough to realize it.
That's right.
When the opportunity comes along.
You'll know it when you see it.
Oh, yeah.
Jay, how about you?
Oh, well, hey, let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break. Then we'll move into that.
Then we'll into hell.
Oh, he's crawfishing. He's crawfishing.
Hey, because this is with the Robertson family, so this ought to be good.
This story has taken
oh, my word.
20 different directions.
This ought to be good.
We'll tell the true version when we get back.
All right. We're going to find out the true version right when we get back from break.
Welcome back.
Well,
so now,
how did you meet Miss Nance?
Now I'm going to tell y'all how I met my wife, which turned out to be the best move I ever made in my whole life, times 100. So Phil tells a story where he takes credit.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Me and my wife.
Of course, yeah.
Meeting and getting married. And then Miss Kay tells a story where she takes credit. But the real person responsible for me and Anna getting married is sitting right across from me over there, Miss Paula.
That's right.
Have you ever heard
this version.
This is the true version.
Okay, this is the real version.
The true version.
Now, I might be, you know, it's been almost 20 years. Can you believe that?
It's It's been a long time.
It's been almost 20 years. So, you know, I go off to Afghanistan, do my little tour over there, and get back, you know.
Before you went, you lived with us.
Well, that's right. That's right. I did was that before I went?
Yeah, before you went, so, you lived with us.
And when you got back.
I bought that place on Caney. It was a lake about 45 minutes from where I was working. Mm-hmm. And not where I was working, right next to where John and Paula lived. And me and John became friends and started fishing and hunting together. And it was real convenient for me to sleep over at their house.
No, because I was
going to work the next day.
Yeah, I was sitting here saying, well, how in the world did you get to be living with Paula and John?
It was Rick Fortenberry and John, and you used to fish.
Rick Fortenberry, that's right. And Rick Fortenberry is the one that baptized me in the river down at Phil's house. And he was the one responsible for telling me about the gospel and get me lined out at the time.
Okay.
That's the way that all started. So I was staying over at John and Paula's house a lot. And let me tell you something about Paula Godwin, Si. If there's somebody that needs help, she's the first one there. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I love about you, Paula. And, if somebody needs help or they're in a bind, Paula Godwin is one of the first ones there every time.
In other words, she's a first responder.
That's right. She is a first responder. She's selfless, but I will say this. She's also very entertaining.
Well, that's what she got Johnny Bravo,
that's right,
boy.
That's right. She got Johnny
that's
Bravo.
That's what got him.
So, what do you mean, Jay?
Did you notice? Oh, all them spit cups disappeared over there. So last time I was on here, I normally sit where John is right there. Okay, me and John swap out on the podcast, and when I got there last week, there was 5 spit cups sitting right there, I griped about it a little bit. Yeah. You know, I've been known to gripe, so I griped about it, and I said, "Well, I tell you what, if Miss Paula was here, she wouldn't put up with that mess." what I mean by entertaining is, now we know John and Paula love each other, okay. But you would never think that 6 o'clock in the morning.
At home,
6 o'clock in the morning.
Because I'm gonna tell you, when it's time to get up, that's when Miss Paula lines him out.
Oh my word!
She lines him out. Now I'm talking about just telling him, you know, get up, get this done, put them clothes in that jar, in there and make me a pot of coffee. No, she don't say that.
She's a ruler.
Someone's lying.
Now we know.
Now we know
Johnny Bravo. Hey, the word is out.
Jay Stone, I may have done that to you, but you know I didn't do that to John.
I know you do it out of love, though. I know.
She rules the roost, she's got a loving manner and way of doing it.
But you would look all over John Godwin's house, you will not find one spit cup anywhere. And I know John goes through the spit cups. Do you leave a spit cup down at Miss Paula's house for more than 10 seconds? It's gone.
That's a drinking cup, too. Any cup.
Any cup. Well, that's right. Any cup, trash, anything.
If you leave your ownership of it within arm's reach,
that's it.
It's gone.
But anyways, so Phil tells a story. Like he told me in the blind, hey, you need to make a move on Nan over there. She got the hots for you. Run it by Al. I said, you know, you good to go and all this. And so he tells that story. Miss Kay tells another story. But in all actuality, Miss Paula's the one that hooked us up. You know, she behind the scenes, you know, a little. Well, whispering in the ears, hey, you might ought to,
you might ought to look at Al's daughter.
That's right.
There.
Y'all got a lot in common.
Yeah.
You know, we do, and me and my wife have a lot in common.
Well, when Jay come back from Afghanistan, Anna had grown into a young woman.
Well, yeah.
And Jay was living with us, and I could see the sparks in both of them. I could see her spark and him.
She could tell.
I could tell. And they were at my house every night. And I was they're sitting there, and I'm sitting there like a chaperone.
Yeah.
I'm like.
And neither one of them told us, and they liked each other yet.
No, for a long time.
No. No. No, we was kind of quiet, you know. But yeah. We were both. Oh, look, we have a lot of the same. What's the word I'm looking for?
Traits.
Yeah, traits. Yeah. So we've been married almost 18 years now, and we'll get in the rig and go down to Gulf Shores, and we might say 5 words.
Yeah.
All the way there.
Yeah, but
and nobody thinks nothing about it. I told Jace that. He said, "Boy, something's wrong with y'all don't talk." I said, "Well, no, we just don't talk that much. You
don't talk much, you don't argue much."
Well, that's right. We've been in one real big fight since we've been married. And I told somebody like that, and they called me a liar. They said, "No, you're lying. That's a bald faced lie." And I'm like, No, we've been in one big fight in 17 years. And they're like, "Well, how'd you do it?" I said, "Well, I just don't argue with her."
What? Yeah, but here's the question.
It ain't worth it.
I've got to know. What was that argument over?
Oh, well, I went down to Baton Rouge to buy a trolling motor. And when I don't know why I went that far to buy a trolling motor, but it must have been a real good deal. And I went to get some money out of the bank, and I couldn't get to it. So I called her up. I said, "Hey, I know we got some money." And she's like,
"I love it."
She's like, "Yeah."
Yeah,
I said, "Well," I said, this guy's saying that the card ain't running or whatever. And I went to the bank to get some cash, what it was. And they wouldn't let me access
my own account.
Well, turns out it wasn't my account. She had put all the money in another account that I couldn't get to. So I was thinking, she's fixing to up an RUNNOST.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
she's a little bit smarter than you thought.
Oh, my.
So I called her up.
I'm like, "Dan ain't dumb."
I said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I can't get to that money." And she just didn't say nothing. So I said, "Huh? What?" Of course, then I got upset. You know, I got and probably said, "Oh, ain't no problem." I said some things that I regret. And, of course, she got mad. But then the worst thing I did is went and told Phil. Mm-hmm. What happened? And then Phil bawled her out, and then she did not speak to me for 7 days.
But she's not going to argue either.
So what's different?
Ain't no arguing with her. So anyways, I'm talking about like 0 words in 7 days. So yeah. I learned my lesson right then. I said, "You know what? I'm not.
Get you care. Another account.
I don't care what happens. I'm not doing that again." So that's just the way it's been. It's been great, you know.
Well, yeah. The key to all this is when you was talking about y'all don't talk that much. Evidently, you don't have to.
No, don't have to.
Y'all communicate other ways, okay?
Hence, 3 kids.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Well, no, but I'm just saying, you know, because I'm not, you know, people think I run my mouth all the time, but I'm actually shy.
You are?
Yeah. 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 But, but that's what's so cool about a relationship between man and wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to say stuff. You actually know. You just know because you're meant for each other.
Yeah.
That's it.
Me and Paula's never had a big argument.
I argue. He don't. I tried to get him to argue.
She gets mad.
Arguments never settle nothing.
They didn't.
Yeah, they don't. Arguments never settle nothing.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, there's just some things.
Come home and see a bunch of dead chickens in the yard. No. Don't wonder what's going on. Should I go in the house? Or?
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was back pre
BC, before Christ.
Yeah. Before Christ. That's right.
So Paula is the one that got you and Nan together.
Yeah,
that's right.
The truth of the matter is.
Yeah, Paula is responsible. Yeah,
she recognized it.
She saw it. She saw it and made a move, and the rest is history, as they say.
Yep.
So
and they lived across. They built right across the street from us, and had their babies, and it was. I loved every minute of it because they were just. Like part of the family.
Yeah, we all lived on the same road. Al and Lisa lived on that road.
Oh yeah,
we lived there.
Yeah.
And kids running in and out.
Yeah, that whole road was people from our church.
Philip McMillan lived there.
Yep. McMillan lived right next to me for 5 years, and I never said a word to him.
Yeah. He's scared. Well, of
but again, there you go with the relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane because the way I met Philip was, you know, the men's Bible study.
Well, let's get into that after the break. So that ought to be a good story to tell.
I don't know if I've told it. I think we may have told it before. Yeah, we have told it.
All right.
It's actually really interesting to look at how all everybody meets and marries.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It really is.
Tell them about when you had to go down and you've told Al. You had to go. You went down and asked Al, could you start dating her?
Oh,
that's pretty interesting. Yeah. Like you, before you asked her when out, you asked went
me,
down there.
He asked me. He said, "Think I want to talk to Al?"
Well, yeah.
And I said, "Yeah." And me and Al done talked.
Well, back in them days,
it was we done.
You know, back at, you know, I'm at a point now where my girls are getting grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if a young man comes to talk to me before dating my daughter, I see that as a sign of respect.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's a good thing.
And, my Cecilio come and asked me for Johanna's hand.
Yeah.
And I took that as a man of integrity.
Well, no, that's right. A good sign.
That's it a really good, is. Real yeah. good sign. Yeah. So, anyways, I talked to John about it. You want to talk to him. I was a little nervous, you know, if you can imagine. So, back in them days, you did that. You went and asked the dad for permission.
Respect.
Today.
To date.
And that we need to bring that back. It,
that's right. Yeah. That well, needs
so you need to
be,
talk about it on there. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly
you
right.
You want respect, do the right thing. Go up and talk to her daddy.
That's right.
Well, no, like the one is right now with Carla. He asked Jay, what time I got to have her back?
Well, he said, "Mr. Stone, what time would you like me to have her back?" And I told him. I told him. He said, "Yes, sir." So, to me.
Well, you know, the funny thing about that.
That gives me a little bit of peace of mind.
Their first date, they went to the show. You know who was sitting right behind them?
You.
Me and John. Right behind them.
She walked right by. She never seen.
Paula said, "I'm invested in this family."
We were right behind them.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. What's the odds of that?
I'm telling you. That was awesome. Yeah. She got up, and then she got up again to go to the bathroom, and she looked down there, and she said, Hawk. I said, "Hey, baby."
So my kids called Paula Paco because who was that? Was that Bullfrog? That
it was Carly.
It was Carly. Yeah, she said she couldn't say Paula, so she just said Paco.
Yeah.
So she's been Paco ever since.
Yeah. Paco.
How old is Carly? 15?
15.
So for 15 years, I've been Paco to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's stuck.
But my kids love Miss Paula, you know, like second mama. So I know something ever happened to us. Y'all got them. Good luck.
We waiting for you to get them grown.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, especially with that youngest one.
She said, listen to what
the
she asked
The blonde tornado.
She asked me the other day when I picked her up from camp, Sage did. Yeah. She said, "Paco, what's your last name?" I said, "What do you think it is?" She said, "Paco Duck." I said, "Well, that's what you call John. That's not my last name."
Well, that's what they call John. Duck. It's Duck and Paco.
I said, "My name is Paula Godwin." She said, "Paula Godwin."
She is a
Well, that's the cool thing. You know, people, I don't think people realize that, you know, pre-Duck Dynasty and, you know, this is a tight-knit family.
Yeah.
You know, even if your last name is not Robertson, I mean, you're still, it's everybody's real tight. And, you know, when bad things happen all the time, we all come together and we do the best we can to get through it. And I'll tell you, you're talking about blessed to be working in an environment like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people can say that?
Not many. At all,
but this has been fun going back down memory lane, as they say.
That makes me remember back when Scott and Tracy was young, and they would fight, you know. And I would get them together and say, "Hey, look, all you've got is your family, and then your friends around you, and you and the family and your friends, it's y'all against the world.
That's it.
You know, and the world is not very nice.
No. Especially these days.
No, yeah. So it's important to keep the relationship with your family on a good key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and your friends. I said, because I tell kids all the time when I'm talking to them, especially at camp, Christian camp, I was telling them, I said, y'all are in the best years, in my humble opinion, of y'all's life. I said, because whatever grade you're in, you're going to be with these people for like the next 12 years. You know, if you don't move and go off. Yeah. And I said, and the relationships you establish, okay, you'll know who you can depend on. You know, so it's a big deal.
So you're saying the teenage years are the best years? I thought you said the golden 60s were the best.
Oh, the golden 60s. I don't know where that phrase come up. Look, there's nothing golden about getting old.
Okay. It's not for sissies.
Yeah, it's the pits, okay? Yeah. That's why I look at it, you know, when they're young, they've got their lives ahead of them. That's why it's so cool to hear people talk about how they met, what they went through together. And like you're talking about, you and Nan, good grief, y'all going on near 20 years marriage. Mm. Now.
It's better.
And it don't seem like it's been 20 years, does it?
No. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's flown by.
Yeah.
So you're saying the golden 60s ain't what it's cracked up?
No, it ain't cracked up. Yeah. I should say it is cracked up, okay? Getting old is the pits, boys.
That's what Daddy used to say.
Oh, no, it is.
He said, getting old's not graceful.
No. Yeah. Oh, you fight it because, hey, mentally, okay, you know, you still trying to do stuff.
That you did when you was 25.
Yeah, when you was 25 and your body is saying, hey, you idiot, You're not 25. Use your brain.
Well, you seem to be doing well.
You
know,
so you gotta slow down. Jay keeps reminding me, slow down, old man.
He just won't slow down. Yeah. He's still got it in his mind.
And you keep feeding up.
That's right. He keeps grabbing.
Yeah, no, and I'm watching him, okay? He's out there boxing and all this, working out, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, good grief.
Well, I'm going through a midlife crisis.
I know. You got $3. I know. Trust me.
The jiu-jitsu and all that is a good therapy for me. So that's just helping me get through all this.
Fatherhood is a bone to be chewed.
No,
yeah, it
is.
Really is.
Well, as a father, we're talking about young men dating. So
yeah.
Tell them about when you went and asked Alan.
Okay. Yeah. So I go down there, like John said, I talked with him first, and I went down there and asked Al for permission. And I remember he looked up at me. He said, "Sounds good."
Yeah. It was all an act. And then he said was an act.
Yeah. It was an act.
We done discussed it.
So I said, "All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir." Then we moved on, you know. Yep. Time went by. We got hitched, had three kids, and, you know, Jace quit, and I took his job. Here we are.
And so now your daughter's dating.
Now my daughter's dating. Yep.
And how did that go? Did he come talk to you first?
Oh, yeah. He sure did. Very respectful young man, which is what all you can ask for. Goes to church.
Yep.
You know, they met at church, so I'm like, huh. Well, I told her, I said, well, I'll give you some rope. Till you do something stupid, then I'll pull all the slack out of it.
That's right.
Then I'm gonna jerk you off your feet, darling.
Yeah,
because she's not. She's gonna be good.
Oh yeah, she got a head
good.
On her shoulder.
Carly's a good girl.
Yeah, she's smart as a whip.
Being a hunter helps. Okay, because when Tracer started dating, you know, I had all these heads mounted and all this. You know, tell me, Dad, you know what? I said, what? And she said, he's scared of you. I said, hey, I said, that's a good thing. Yeah. I said, fear is healthy.
Yeah, but a good healthy dose.
Yeah, it's a healthy thing, being afraid of the father. Because I said, hey, you feel like you got crosshairs on you? You probably do. That's me looking through my scope.
That's it.
Yeah. No.
You know, and I said,
Noah,
and hey.
I had a fear, and he was so scared, he built an ark.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
That's it.
I said, well, we got a few emails we can get into after the break, Si. What do you think about it?
All right, that'll work.
All right.
Find out what's going on with the fam.
Well, let's take one more break, get into those emails.
Emails.
Welcome back to the Duck Call Room.
Oh,
now, Miss Paula.
Hold on, I'm not ready.
Miss Paula has got one thing she has got to clarify. Miss Paula, the floor is yours.
I just want to say that it is not true that I wake up and tell him what to do every morning. That was you that I was telling what to do.
Oh, was that me?
That was you.
I must have been mistaken.
Okay. He wakes me up every morning with, I'm in the bed, he gets up early, he makes coffee, and he brings it to me in bed every morning.
Boy.
And duck season hits, and I don't even know what to do then.
No coffee, no. He's gone.
I'm late to work. Yeah, I can't do it.
I tell you what, that's a pretty good man to wake up.
I'm telling you.
And make you coffee every morning.
Every morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Brings it to me in bed.
Yeah. Well, I drank it too, so.
Well, he's going to make it with her without
you. Yeah, but that's beside the point.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I must have been mistaken.
You were.
Well, since she done it to you, you just figured she done it to him,
yeah,
too.
I thought she was talking to somebody else. Yeah.
Anna said I trained him until she got married to him, and then he quit doing all that.
You know what? I have been trained by somebody. I don't know who did it. Because for some reason, I'm cooking supper every night and washing the dishes.
I think Anna's all got a winner.
Well,
your mama
in some way.
And daddy, did your dad cook?
Yeah, he cooked some, but he's washing the dishes.
Are you doing the dishes too?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
He made Nana a real good husband. He really did. Yeah.
Well, Anna could
he's
say
a good man.
I try.
Stone's a good man to have around.
He made Nan a good wife.
Anna, you have me to thank for that.
Yeah, that's right. Miss Paula trained me good.
That's right.
All right. Well, we got a few emails that we can get into. So,
what's the fan been up to?
Stop it.
Well, the fan's been up to. This guy right here, Mr. Caleb, he wants to know what the weirdest thing we've ever eaten. So, Miss Paula, we'll let you start. What is the weirdest thing?
Don't let me start. I got to think about that for a minute.
Do you have trouble just eating anything?
I'll try anything. I have a rule. You know it. We call it a no thank you portion. If you've never had anything, like you say, I've never had that before, I tell your girls this. You have to try it. If you don't like it, then you can say no thank you. Mm-hmm. But until you try it.
Yeah, you got to try it.
You got to try it.
I know my mama made me try English peas when I was little.
Mm.
That didn't turn out too
them
good.
Little round ones.
Yeah, he hates them too.
No.
Well, I don't think
okra
there's anything.
And greens.
I like okra.
I don't think there's anything cooked in stuff.
And greens.
But greens, I tried. It tastes like
so,
dirt.
So, Paula, you can't think of anything weird?
I'll think about something weird, but I don't think there's anything I wouldn't try one time.
What about you, John? What's the weirdest thing you ever ate?
We do a lot of speaking. We go around speaking. We go to these beast feasts, and they have some pretty interesting stuff. There was one place had rattlesnake and cougar. Mountain lion.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And I chose to try the rattlesnake.
Good call.
So I tried that, and it was all right, but, I just kept thinking, them things hurt you when they bite you.
I would just fix that.
I had a no thank you portion, and that's about it.
Yeah. I'm not adventurous when it comes to food. If I look at it and don't like its looks, no. Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, you not even going to try it?
Nope. No,
not even a no thank you.
That's like rattlesnake. I've heard it's delicious, but eating a snake, no sir. Well, being snakes don't get along on any level.
They just
had
little
level.
Bites, you know.
Yeah,
had a little toothpicks.
No. I'm talking about no level.
Yeah. No thank you. I'm not going to try your no thank you portion.
Yeah, no thank you, period.
Yeah. Yeah. So you didn't try the mountain lion?
I did not.
I've heard that it's actually pretty good.
I didn't try it.
I've never tried it. I guess the weirdest thing, and down here, it's not weird to eat turtle.
Oh, it's good.
At all.
No.
Because if you live in Louisiana, odds are you've had turtle, but I guess for the rest of the country, turtle would be something weird.
I got a story about that.
That is weird.
Yeah, I got a story about that. Went home with a guy in high school, okay, and they had loggerhead soup.
It was good, wasn't it?
No. It would have been okay, and I was nice because my mother and father raised me. Hey, you're somebody else's table. You eat what they put down there. So I was going to do it until She dipped in with a ladle, okay, and picked up one of his front legs. They didn't even take the hide off.
Oh.
They just boiled it on down.
They just boiled it, and I'm looking, and the claw, you know, and the skin, the wrinkles, and I said, no, thank you. With all due respect, no, thank you. Yeah. I don't want to throw up on your table.
Yeah. It makes it all right when you say with all due respect.
Yeah. Well, no. I just said, hey, that cancels everything. I can't handle it.
I did have chicken soup one time in a foreign country, and the head and the claws were in the soup. But you had to eat it because it was an insult. If they were giving you the best of their best, like the very poor culture.
Well, no. Yeah.
So if they offered it to you, it's a huge insult. And when I saw that in there, it was hard. But I took one for the team.
You did it.
I did it. Well, and it was good.
Did you put one of them claws in that bowl?
No. I got the
bowl. That's what she eat with. So that's the weirdest thing you've ever
had? I think
so. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chicken claws. Chicken claws are pretty weird. So.
Yeah.
Well, we also have an email from Mr. Rusty, and this one's a little more serious. So, his wife and I have listened to the podcast for a while. We were watching the podcast today, waiting for her to go into labor for our daughter. The daughter was born at 11:23 p.m. Thank you for the laughs and great words. Here is a verse for you that we picked for our daughter.
Okay.
So, Rusty, we're going to read your verse. And
congratulations, Rusty.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Congratulations on your daughter. On your daughter, and we're praying for good health and patience for you on down the road. So,
that's right.
Because you're going to need it. Are coming.
Yeah. You're going to need it.
So, we will read that verse, and that'll be a good one to go out on. John, you want to read that verse for us?
Yeah, I'll read it. It's Ephesians 3:17 through 19. It says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. One of my favorites is, it's in another chapter of Ephesians. He talks about his wisdom and his understanding, and talks about his inheritance in the saints, and that being us. So it's kind of like we get heaven, and he gets us.
Well, that's what blew me away when, knowing that Jesus is sharing his inheritance, which when you think about it, that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that created it all. Everything is, and he's willing to give a portion to each one of us.
That's right. And that's what he's talking about here, 17 through 19, is understanding and how much we can't comprehend how much he loves us.
Yep.
He just loves us.
That's a good thing to have back here in the home box. You know it.
Yep.
That's
how we have.
Do this and check this off. He just loves us.
Well, that's how
he wants us to love him.
That's why we can have peace of mind. Is priceless.
Yeah.
Okay, and only way you're going to have that is you understand. Okay, how much God does love us, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
I know it.
I know it.
Just like as much as he loves that little girl, that new baby girl.
That's right.
Yep. Here's the cool thing. He knew her in the secret place before she was born.
Now that's deep.
His hair standing straight up on his arm.
I know.
On my head. But
can you look? Whoa. He's, what do they call it? Infinite? So he can see Adam and us at the same time.
He sees things that aren't as they will be. Okay.
Pretty profound.
Which is cool. Okay.
Yep.
He sees the end product of you, Paula, me, God, you know, Stone.
That's it.
That's my God.
That's it.
Hey, think about that for a while.
Put that in your mouth.
So thank you so much for tuning in.
We appreciate
it. To the Duck Call Room. We will see you next time.
Next time.
We're gone.